Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join, 877-337-6666. Got Big Zoo behind the glass. Fliegelman about to take the seat as good. Listen, C-Mac feel better. I'm filling in for C-Mac. But what a night, or what I should say, what a morning to be a fan of the teams in orange and blue. An ass-kicking in Boston, an ass-kicking in Atlanta, and what a difference a week makes for those teams that we root for in orange and blue. I'm talking about the Mets and the Knicks. No, the season was over about a week ago. The Mets started out, what, 0-5? The sky was falling. Everyone stunk. Fired a manager. Steve Cohen is the coupons reincarnated. David Stearns has no idea what he's doing. And what did the Mets need to do? Get the hell out of New York. Go to Cincinnati, take 2 out of 3. Could have easily swept that series. But I'll take 2 out of 3 the way things were going. And then they go into Atlanta. The house of horrors. That dump of a stadium with those fans that make me sick with their tomahawk chopping. And they take those tomahawks, turn them some bitch sideways, and you know exactly what they did. Took 2 out of 3. A beatdown in Atlanta, 16-4. So bad that Luis Guillorme was pitching. Oh, and by the way, if you don't know, Francisco Lindor is past his prime. I don't know if you heard that one. Listen, I'm happy. Mets have won 5 out of 7. It's a long season. It's a long grind. It didn't start out well. And the pitching was good. Bullpen, for the most part, was good. The offense was atrocious. Atrocious. And shout out to Brett Beatty for getting his act together. It's always nice to be proven wrong when you say a player is, you know, you're not high on a player. And Brett Beatty is playing his ass off right now. And it's about damn time because he's gotten the most opportunities than anybody other than all the young baby Mets. And he's finally delivering. Confidence is a hell of a drug. And when you play professional sports, if you don't play with confidence, you're going to straight up stink. You can tell when a player has no confidence. And last year, Brett Beatty had zero confidence. Zero on the field and at the plate. And it showed. Go look at the numbers. But now with Brett Beatty getting it together and Brandon Nimmo getting it together and Jeff McNeil's hitting now. DJ Stewart, oh my, has 2 home runs when he was 0 for 90 to start the season. We don't know when we're going to get our DH back that we signed. His back is stiff. He's got a cortisone shot. Says 3 to 5 days or whatever until you can start resuming activities. Usually as a Met, that means 3 to 5 months. But let's not get negative. Let's not get negative. Right now, the Mets have won 5 out of 7, and they come home to play not your father's Orioles or your father's Pirates. Because both teams are off to great starts. Both teams are young. Both teams are hungry. And it's Doc Gooden weekend. A day that's long overdue. A weekend that's long overdue. And whether in the Hall of Fame or not, I always felt like the 86 Mets, a handful of them, deserve to be treated like heroes, regardless of their past. Should they have won more than one World Series? Absolutely. Absolutely. Minimum two. But the 80s were a wild time, and they got caught up. But I love a comeback story, and what Doc Gooden has done, he's pushed through, he's overcome, and now he gets his day this weekend on Sunday, and I'll be in the building for that as well. I cannot wait. I get to relive my childhood one more time. Now the question I have for the fans, are you going to show up? Are you going to change your tune from opening week? When you were booing the players left and right, when you were trashing them left and right. And right, listen, rightfully so, getting trashed. They play like trash. I don't know about the booing so early in the season, but that's your right. That is your right. But they come home to play the Royals and then the Pirates. A Pirates who, when I was in Pittsburgh about 2 years ago for New Year's Eve, don't ask me why I was in Pittsburgh for New Year's Eve. It was fun, though. The front desk agent, we talked about the Mets, we talked about his Pirates, and I told him in 2 years, your Pirates are going to be ready to go. And we're here 2 years later, and the Pirates, after stinking for so long, are a very, very, very good team in a weak division. But hey, that's not their fault. But the Mets have won 5 out of 7. I know many people thought they go to Atlanta and get swept, because that's what usually happens down there. Flashback September 2022. But now, the Mets are in a positive direction. Let's see if they can keep that momentum going when they get home. Starting later on tonight, weather permitting. And the Knicks? Well, my MVP keeps on kicking ass. What is that, 5 straight games with 35-plus points for Jalen Brunson? He had 39. He was going for 3 straight games of 40, but he sat out the whole fourth quarter. Thank you, Tibbs. You got the memo. Boston pulled the plug on their guys. And I don't want to hear this. Well, you know, Boston, you know, they have everything locked up. They played their guys. They played their guys. What do you think? Jason Tatum was out there shooting a miss on purpose? The Boston crowd was so upset they booed their team. And they have the best record. You know, I said I said that this Knicks team will give the Boston Celtics a run for their money. I'm not saying they'll defeat Boston. I never said that. I also said as long as OG Anunoby's in the team, because he's the second most important Nick. No disrespect to Julius Randle, but OG Anunoby is the second most important Nick because his versatility on defense. His versatility on defense to cover the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The way he spaces the floor. The way he shoots the 3. Look at their record with him. Look at their record with him. It's a different team when he's on the floor. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the Knicks don't need Julius Randle, because that would be stupid of me to say. And yes, their hopes of winning an NBA title took a hit. But anything can happen. Just ask the Bucks, who right now are on pins and needles because Giannis Antetokounmpo might not be back for the playoffs. And I know several people have said this about his injury reminds him of Kevin Durant and what happened with him. It's been the same side for Giannis all season long. But hey, that's their fault. That's their problem, I should say, not ours. Nobody felt bad for the Knicks when we were all injured. When Randle was out. Robinson was out. DiVincenzo, hamstring issue. Brunson, the scare in Cleveland.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody gave Hartenstein out. Nobody cared. Nobody took it easy on us. But what this Knick team has done all season long, this Knick team has showed fight, has showed heart, and has never given up. You never felt they were out of the game, of any game, even if they were down 15, 20 points, because they fight. They all have each other's backs. This is the most likable Knick team in God knows how long. Easy to root for. Come to work and play hard every single possession. And I'll take my chances with this team against any team, even Boston. Because, like last night showed, and again, I know Boston has everything wrapped up, but they played everyone. As last night showed, if you're not hitting your threes, you're in trouble. And all it takes in a seven-game series is to have three to four off games, and you're going home from the three-point line. If you rely on the three heavily, you're going home. Now, listen, the Knicks take their share of threes. DiVincenzo chucks about 20 per game. But the Knicks have Brunson, who operates in the lane inside, outside. Ananobi, inside, outside. Hartenstein brings a little offensive game to the table from the center position. Bogdanovich knows, hey, my role's bigger now because no Julius Randle. I got to be able to put up my 16 to 20 points per game off the bench or if I have to start. Josh Hart, what an addition to the team. Double-double machine. Monster. Probably the best rebounding off guard in the league. Best rebounding guard slash small forward in the league. That guy gets every loose ball. It's like it's a magnet. But for one night, well, I should say one morning now, it's positive news for the teams in orange and blue. And it's about damn time. Again, what a difference a week makes. Mets fans, the season was over. Knick fans, Julius Randle out for the year. We had a mini funeral. Let's not lie. Let's not kid ourselves. We did. But I made sure in my notes, last show, and it's still right in front of me. No OG means we're cooked. With OG, Eastern Conference Finals. And I'll stand by that. Indiana doesn't scare me. Orlando doesn't scare me. Cleveland sure as hell doesn't scare me. Milwaukee doesn't scare me. Knicks fans wanted to avoid Boston as long as possible. Well, the Knicks, if they split these two games, if I remember correctly, if they split these two games, they could finish no worse than three. If they sweep these two games and some with Milwaukee, if they lose their games, the Knicks can get the two. The Knicks are one ahead of Cleveland for the three and one behind Milwaukee for the two. And I guarantee, if you ask them, you don't have to put their name on it. You ask the Boston Celtics, which team gives you the biggest scare? It's the Knicks because of their depth. Even without Julius Randle, they can hang with Boston. I'll stand by that. Again, do I think they're going to beat Boston? No. Can they beat Boston? Hell yeah. Hell yeah, they can. The Knicks have a legit MVP. I know during the season I would chirp about Brunson and people would laugh. Oh, he's not that dude. You know, media members took shots at him. He's not a 1A. He can't put a team on his back. He's not clutch. And all he's done is put 30, 35, 40 pieces all up in you. All up in you. And if he doesn't finish top five in MVP, that's such a disgrace. Such a disgrace. In the biggest market, on the biggest stage, with the most eyes, this team halfway through the season was dead in quicksand. And then they made the trade for OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa. And things changed around here. Things changed. Now it's unfortunate this group never got to fully play together. That's the unfortunate part. And who knows, maybe next season they will. We'll see what kind of run they put in the playoffs. Hopefully it's a long, sustained run. Because I want Knick basketball deep into May, hopefully June. If we're playing playoff basketball in June, that means we're in the finals. But this is an NBA season that's as wide open as I can remember. The West, do you trust the Timberwolves? Do you trust OKC? Do you trust the Clippers with James Harden on the team? Or do you go back to the NBA champs, the Denver Nuggets? In the East, I know Embiid's back, but for how long? Who knows how long his knee can hold up for, if it'll hold up? Giannis, big question mark. Donovan Mitchell's knee, big question mark. Boston Celtics, can they sustain this in the playoffs? The regular season, the playoffs, whole different story. The game slows down. The Knicks have a maestro at the point guard position. And when they play Boston, they will have the second best player on the court. And he could be right up there with Jason Tatum as well. Go look at the numbers. Pound for pound, Jalen Brunson is right there with Jason Tatum this season. This season. And I'll take my chances against anybody in the East. I'll take my chances against anybody in the West if it happens. But let's slow your roll. What a difference a week makes for the teams in orange and blue.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.